Home Study Lesson, Doctrine and Covenants, Sections 129 through 131, and Section 132, Verses 1 through 33, or Unit 28. Preparation material for the Home Study Teacher. Summary of Daily Home Study Lessons. The following summary of the events, doctrines, and principles students learned about as they studied Doctrine and Covenants, Sections 129 through 131, and Section 132, Verses 1 through 33, or Unit 28, is not intended to be taught as part of your lesson. The lesson you teach concentrates on only a few of these doctrines and principles. Follow the promptings of the Spirit as you consider the needs of your students. Day 1, Doctrine and Covenants 129 and 130 verses 1 through 11 and verses 22 through 23. As students studied some of the teachings of the prophet Joseph Smith, they learned that true messengers sent from Heavenly Father will not deceive us. They also discovered doctrines pertaining to the members of the Godhead. Students learned that the relationships we can have in heaven are the same as those we enjoy on earth, but they will include eternal glory. Day 2, Doctrine and Covenants 130, verses 12 through 21. In this lesson, students learned the following principles. Only God knows the exact time of the second coming. The knowledge and intelligence that we gain in this life will rise with us in the resurrection. If we want to obtain a blessing from God, then we must obey the law upon which it is predicated. Day 3. Doctrine and Covenants 131. As students studied Doctrine and Covenants 131, they discovered that in order to obtain the highest degree of the celestial kingdom, they must enter into the new and everlasting covenant of marriage. Students also learned the meaning of the phrase, quote, "more sure word of prophecy," end quote, and learned about the nature of our spirits. Day 4, Doctrine and Covenants, Section 132, Verses 1 through 33. In this lesson, students learned that when a covenant is made through priesthood authority and is sealed by the Holy Spirit of promise, it will last forever. They also learned that if a man and a woman abide in the new and everlasting covenant of marriage, they will have an eternal increase of posterity. Introduction. Students studied Doctrine and Covenants, Section 132, Verses 1 through 33 in their Day 4 lesson. Today's lesson can help them better understand all of Doctrine and Covenants 132 and the principle of plural marriage. Students will also increase their understanding about why plural marriage was practiced in the past. Note, students learned two Scripture Mastery passages in this unit, Doctrine and Covenants 130 verses 22 through 23 and Doctrine and Covenants section 131 verses 1 through 4. At the beginning of this lesson, consider inviting half of the class to explain what they have learned from the first passage and the other half of the class to explain what they have learned from the second. Suggestions for teaching. Doctrine and Covenants 132, verses 3 through 6 and verses 34 through 48. The Lord sets forth the conditions of the new and everlasting covenant and reveals the principle of plural marriage. Before class, write the following questions on the board. Why is eternal marriage important to you? What will you do beginning today to prepare yourself to enter the temple and be married for time and all eternity? What blessings can come in this life to those who obey God's law to be sealed in the temple? Invite students to ponder these questions as they study Doctrine and Covenants 132 today. Explain that while the prophet Joseph Smith was working on the inspired translation of the Old Testament in 1831, he read about some of the ancient prophets practicing plural marriage, also called polygamy. Under this practice, one man is married to more than one living wife. The prophet studied the scriptures, pondered what he learned, and eventually took his questions about plural marriage to Heavenly Father in prayer. Write Genesis 16, 1-3 on the board. Explain that these verses describe the actions of Sarai and Abram, later known as Sarah and Abraham. Invite a student to read these verses aloud. Ask the class to follow along and think about any questions they might have about this event in Abram and Sarai's life. Invite students to read Doctrine and Covenants 132, verse 1, silently, looking for what the prophet Joseph Smith asked as he studied passages in the Old Testament concerning the practice of plural marriage. Ask students to report what they find. You may want to explain that the word concubine is a term used to describe women in the Old Testament who, in the time and culture in which they lived, were lawfully married to a man but had a lower social and legal status than a wife. Concubines were not part of the practice of plural marriage in our dispensation. Write the following question on the board. Why would the Lord command righteous men and women to obey the principle of plural marriage at certain times? Explain that in their study of Doctrine and Covenants 132, students can find answers to the questions on the board and other questions they may have concerning plural marriage. Invite them to write down the truths they discover during their study today. Invite a few students to take turns reading aloud from Doctrine and Covenants 132, verses 34 through 36. Ask the class to follow along, looking for why Abraham and Sarah began to practice plural marriage. According to verse 34, why did Sarah give Abraham another wife? What does this teach us about the principle of plural marriage? As students respond, write the following principle on the board. Plural marriage is approved of the Lord only when He commands it. To help students understand this principle, you may want to ask them to read Jacob chapter 2, verses 27 and 30. You might also suggest that they write this reference in their scriptures near to Doctrine and Covenants 132, verse 34. Invite a student to read Doctrine and Covenants 132, verses 37 and 38 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for phrases that describe instances when the Lord commanded the practice of plural marriage. Ask students to report what they find. Summarize Doctrine and Covenants 132, verses 39 and 41 through 43 by explaining that the Lord affirmed that when people practice the principle of plural marriage according to His commandment, they are not guilty of the sin of adultery. However, if anyone practices plural marriage under any circumstances that the Lord does not command, they are guilty of adultery. Note that the word destroyed in verse 41 indicates that those who violate their sacred covenants will be separated from God and from His covenant people. Invite students to read Doctrine and Covenants 132 verse 40 silently, looking for what the Lord said He was going to do. Ask students to report what they find. Explain that all things refers to the laws and ordinances of the gospel that have been revealed in previous dispensations. Write the following principle on the board. The commandment to live the law of plural marriage in the latter days was part of the restoration of all things. Invite a student to read Doctrine and Covenants 132 verses 45 and 48 aloud. What do we learn from these verses about plural marriage? As students respond, write the following principle on the board. Plural marriage can be authorized only through the priesthood keys given to the president of the church. Explain that early in this dispensation, as part of the restoration of all things, the Lord commanded some of the early saints to practice plural marriage through the priesthood keys held by the prophet Joseph Smith and subsequent presidents of the church, Brigham Young, John Taylor, and Wilford Woodruff. In 1890, President Woodruff, acting with those same priesthood keys, received revelation that the practice of plural marriage should end. See Official Declaration Number 1. Doctrine and Covenants 132, verses 49 through 66. The Lord counsels Joseph and Emma Smith concerning plural marriage. Explain that the prophet Joseph Smith was reluctant to begin the practice of plural marriage. He stated that he did not begin the practice until he was warned that he would be destroyed if he did not obey. Because of the lack of historical documentation, we know very little about his early efforts to comply with the commandment. However, by 1841, the prophet obeyed the commandment, and over the next 3 years he married additional wives in accordance with the Lord's commands. The prophet Joseph Smith's obedience to the Lord's commandment to practice plural marriage was a trial of faith for him and his wife Emma, whom he dearly loved. Summarize Doctrine and Covenants 132, verses 49 through 56, by explaining that the Lord counseled Joseph and Emma Smith and promised them blessings if they would obey the principle of plural marriage. Explain that in 1841, the prophet Joseph Smith began to teach other faithful men and women the principle of plural marriage. Although these faithful church members initially were hesitant and frustrated about the command, they received individual confirmations through the Holy Ghost and accepted the principle of plural marriage. Read Doctrine and Covenants 132, verse 63 aloud, beginning with the phrase, quote, "For they are given unto him," end quote. Before you read, explain that this verse helps us understand one reason why the Lord commanded Joseph Smith and others to practice plural marriage. Ask the class to follow along, looking for that specific purpose. After you read, write the following principle on the board. The Lord has at times instituted plural marriage to provide further opportunities for His people to raise up children unto Him. You may want to refer again to Jacob chapter 2, verse 30. What does it mean to multiply and replenish the earth? To have children. How does having children allow parents to be part of the continuing work of Heavenly Father? Refer to the question you wrote on the board near the beginning of the lesson. Why would the Lord command righteous men and women to obey the principle of plural marriage at certain times? You may want to invite students to summarize for the class what they have learned from their study of Doctrine and Covenants 132 and Jacob chapter 2, verses 27 and 30 that helps them answer this question. Conclude by sharing your testimony of the prophet Joseph Smith that he received and obeyed revelation from God. Next unit, Doctrine and Covenants sections 133 through 135. Ask students what they would do if they had to choose between going to their death or fleeing those who sought to kill them. What if choosing to face death could save the lives of your family, friends, and hundreds of others? Would you do it? The prophet Joseph Smith willingly chose to face death, saying, quote, "I am going like a lamb to the slaughter, but I am calm as a summer's morning," end quote. Students will read about the martyrdom of the prophet Joseph Smith in the next unit.